friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. And yes, I know that today your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. If you enjoy watching the Olympics, raise your hand. Ah, okay, great. Well, if you like watching the Summer Olympics, raise both of your hands. There's one, two, three. Wow, look at all those hands raised. Well, in today's lesson titled, A Few Good Olympians, there are a few Olympians that you should keep an eye out for. Why? Well, this might be the last Olympics that they compete in. So the two people that you really should keep an eye out for are Lynn Dan and Bradley Wiggins. Okay, friends, open up your magazines because it's time for us to begin. Let's go.
A Few Good Olympians. Who to watch in Rio 2016. As you watch the Olympics this year, look out for these decorated athletes who might be competing for the last time. Lin Dan. Nicknamed Super Dan, this Chinese badminton player is regarded as one of the sport's most consummate players ever. When once looking at the 9 different titles he's won in all of badminton's major events, including the Olympics and Asian Games, his abilities become indisputable. As the singles champion of both Beijing 2008 and London 2012, he is the sport's only Olympian to retain the gold medal. Now 32, old for a badminton player, Dan wants to prove himself, perhaps for the last time in Rio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 consummate 这个形容词 ，con 这个字首有一起的意思 ，summ 这个字根有总加的意思，所以 consummate 可以指完全的或完美无缺的。例如 ，Henry is polite, gentle, and generous. He's a consummate gentleman. Henry 既有礼貌又温柔又慷慨，他是位百分百的绅士。Consummate 也可以当动词，意思是使完满。例如 ，Nathan successfully consummated the sale on this business trip. Nathan 在这次的出差中做成了这笔生意。继续我们看的是 indisputable 这个形容词 ，in 是一个否定的字首 ，disputable 是指可商榷的或可质疑的，所以 indisputable 是指毋庸置疑的或者是无可争辩的。例如 ，Jack's a singer of indisputable skill. Jack 毋庸置疑的是一个技术高超的歌手，或者是 It's indisputable that the merger saved the company from bankruptcy. 毋庸置疑的，这个合并案拯救了这家公司免于破产。它的副词是去掉字尾的 e， 再加上 y， 变成 indisputably。例如 ，Frank is indisputably the smartest kid in my class.Frank 绝对是我班上最聪明的孩子。
All right, because we're celebrating someone who plays badminton today,、mm-hmm. Rebecca and I are also going to have a little badminton match. Rebecca, put down your clipboard.
Okay.
And let's see.
I'm ready to win.
Here we go. One, two.
Wait, you can't hit the...birdie like that.
Oh, yeah.
That did not count.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe, I say we try again.
You know what, Rebecca? We don't have a lot of time. We need to get into our lesson. So I have 1 point, and maybe later you can try to get another point.
Okay, Gabe, I have a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Let's get started with our lesson.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Yes, I think so, too. So 1 point for me. Okay, our lesson is called A Few Good Olympians.Who to watch in Rio 2016? We read, as you watch the Olympics this year, look out for these decorated athletes who might be competing for the last time. Now, let's take a look at this word, or these words, decorated athletes. What is a decorated athlete?
Okay. Simply put, it's anybody who has won an award. Okay, you see me holding this gold medal here. If an athlete has won an award like this, you could say that is a decorated athlete. The gold, silver, or bronze, right? Now, this reminds me of someone very famous. I think you all know.
Let me guess. Michael Phelps.
How did you know I was going to say Michael Phelps?
I just guessed.
You read my mind. Okay, yes, Michael Phelps has won 18 gold medals. He is the most decorated athlete, the most decorated Olympian athlete of all time.
Well, Gabe, I knew that because I also had that example written down. Anyway, friends, if an athlete needs to prepare for a competition, they actually have to prepare physically, right?
Yes.
Like practice.
And I believe Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the info cloud.
So let's go there. Boing. Where's the birdie?
Any experienced athlete knows that to train the body is not enough to win the competition. If you truly want to be the champion, you must train your mind as well.
Some athletes do this by psyching themselves up before a high-pressure sporting event. In other words, they mentally prepare themselves to perform at the highest level possible.
Some athletes psych themselves up by saying, chanting or even shouting slogans like, "I can do this!"
Some listen to music or meditate to calm their nerves. Still, others motivate themselves by talking to themselves.
Okay, psyching yourself up is a lot different than psyching yourself or somebody else out, which means becoming so excited that you lose your mental focus.
Some athletes try to psych their opponents out by saying things to distract them and make them believe they will lose.
If the language is too abusive, we label it trash talk, which in most places is frowned upon as being unsportsmanlike.
You know, you don't have to be an athlete to psych yourself up. Before giving your next speech in English, you may want to try psyching yourself up a little first.
心理学 叫做 psychology， 注意前面的 p 不发音。从 psychology 又延伸出 psych 这个很口语的字，这个字看你是怎么用。如果接 up， psych someone up 就是使某人振奋。在很多的体育赛事，在比赛前，球员会先借由集体的呼喊来 psych themselves up， 使自己振奋起来，精神高昂，充满斗志。 这个用法呢，也可以用被动语态 ，Let's get psyched， 我们振作起来吧。Psych 也可以接 out，psych someone out 意思变成使某人紧张不安。在比赛以前，一方的队员或许会试图 psych out 另一方的队员，使对手感到心理上的压力。但如果你用 trash talk 来达成这个目的，就不妥当了。Trash talk， 垃圾话。 指的是为了激怒或挑衅某人讲的侮辱或者羞辱人的话语。要注意，今天教的这几个字都是俚语，因此呢，只有在非正式的场合才适用。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。When
do you psych yourself up for English class? I hope so. Well, anyway, continuing here with our lesson. Wait, Gabe, do you consider yourself a decorated athlete? I see you have a medal.
I am a decorated athlete now. At least I won that last badminton match we had. Rebecca and I got the gold.
But, Gabe, I don't think you're anything like Lin Dan.
Okay, you're right. I am not anything like Lin Dan. We read about him here in our lesson, nicknamed Super Dan. He's the Super Dan. This Chinese badminton player is regarded as one of the sport's most consummate players ever. Now, that's an interesting word. He's one of the most consummate players ever. Well, this means that he is supremely accomplished in his skills.
It definitely does. And yes, he really does look like a very skilled player. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, when one's looking at the 9 different titles, he's won in all of badminton's major events, including the Olympics and Asian Games, his abilities become indisputable.
Okay, indisputable, right. So if something is disputable, that means people might be arguing about it. Mm-hmm. Is he that good? Maybe is someone else better? Or is mm-hmm. does he really have these skills? But if it's indisputable, that means everybody knows. Nobody's arguing about it. He is amazing.
That's for sure. As the singles champion of both Beijing 2008 and London 2012, he is the sport's only Olympian to retain the gold medal. So based upon what we've learned here in our lesson, Lin Dan sounds like an amazing athlete.
And we find out how old he is. Now 32. That's my age. Old for a badminton player. I'm not old for a badminton player. Dan wants to prove himself perhaps for the last time in Rio. Now, to prove yourself, if you're proving yourself, that means you're demonstrating or showing that you can do something.
Yes, that's right. And that reminds me of another example sentence. Stacy is always trying to prove herself. Well, she plays piano and she's trying to prove herself to be a good pianist.
Well, I think she's going to do a great job. Friends, we have more to learn about some Olympians to watch after this. So,
okay, Gabe, I know you think you won the last game, but I say that it was unfair. So, we're going to have a rematch.
Well, I'm ready, Rebecca. I'm all warmed up.
Okay, great. Here it goes.
Oh, yeah.
You just hit it out. That does not count.
I'm going to retain my gold medal as we continue learning with our lesson about Bradley Wiggins. Huh?
A few good Olympians. Bradley Wiggins. British cyclist Sir Bradley Wiggins has already announced that Rio will be his last Olympic Games. Understandable in view of his 7 previous medals, 4 gold. Besides that, his status as a knight and the first British Tour de France winner ensures his place in England's sports history. He isn't slacking in preparation, though. He's gained 11 kilograms of muscle while training to lead Great Britain's team pursuit to gold this year.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 ensure 这个动词 en 这个字首有使如何的意思。 Sure 是确定的, 所以 ensure 是指保证或确保。 例如, safety procedures should be closely followed to ensure the safety of each flight. 安全措施应该被严谨地执行以保障每次飞行的安全。 或者是 winning this game ensured the team's entry into the semifinals. 这场比赛的胜利让这一支队伍可以获得进入准决赛的资格。 最后我们看的是 slack 这个动词 slack 是指偷懒或懈怠 例如 everyone at the office slacked off a bit before the long weekend 在周末连假之前 办公室的每个人工作都有一点散漫了 或者是 the foreman caught one of his workers slacking 这位工头逮到了他一个工人在偷懒 slack 也可以当形容词 例如 the teacher was disappointed because the students were so slack 老师因为学生太懒散而感到失望 And now let's get back to the teachers.
Gabe, what are you doing riding that little bike?
Rebecca, I am training for the Tour de France. Do you think that I can win the Tour de France on this bicycle?
That little thing? Are you kidding, Gabe? I don't think you'll even finish the race on that thing.
Are you kidding me? But I want to be like Bradley Wiggins.
Okay, so earlier you were trying to be like Lin Dan with badminton, and now you're trying to be like Bradley Wiggins.
Yeah, I think it's possible because Bradley Wiggins is a hero to many. Okay, let's read about him here. British cyclist Sir Bradley Wiggins has already announced that Rio will be his last Olympic Games, understandable in view of his 7 previous medals for gold. So he's won 4 gold medals, but 7 medals altogether. Friends, he is definitely a decorated athlete.
I would definitely agree with that. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, besides that, his status as a knight and the first British Tour de France winner ensures his place in England's sports history. Okay, let's talk about these words. One's place in, this just refers to or means, refers to one's position in an organization, system, or a competition of some sort.
That's right. I think of Prince, the musician who passed away a few months ago. He definitely had a special place in the music world. Hey, this phrase also reminds me of people that are important to you. You could say, you have a special place in my heart.
That's an excellent example. Or you can say, if you pay the $3,000 right now, that will guarantee a place in the class. But if you don't pay the money, you might not actually get a place in the class.
That's a good example. Well, we continue here. Of course, we know that Bradley Wiggins has a place in England's sports history, an important place, okay? He isn't slacking in preparation, though. He's gained 11 kilograms of muscle while training to lead Great Britain's team pursuit to gold this year. So that's really difficult to do, to gain that much muscle mass.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know something, Gabe? There's something else in particular I really want to talk about. This word slacking reminds me of the phrase to slack off. If you slack off, this just means that you work less hard or you're being less productive than usual. So maybe you're supposed to be studying and then you decide to sleep. We might say that person's slacking off.
That person is slacking off. When do you slack off? Don't be lazy. Don't slack off. Get back to work. Is this Peter in this picture? He's slacking off, Rebecca.
Yes.
He should be preparing for his Let's Talk in English lessons.
And he's sleeping, so we can say Peter is slacking off. Well, right now, we want to remind you not to slack off, so let's go check out what's going on with the SC Challenge.
Yes, I'm going to ride over to the SC Challenge. Right over.
For today's SC Challenge, we found a very brave player. We found Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn.
Hello.
Are you excited about today?
I am, and I'm very curious about what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, it's a little surprise, isn't it, Rebecca?
It is a surprise. Well, we have a question for you, and this question has to do with our lesson. So the question is, what is one thing you would like to receive a gold medal for?
Ooh, one thing I would like to receive a gold medal for. I guess that means it does need to be an Olympic sport.
No, not necessarily. It could be anything that you feel like you deserve a gold medal for.
Yeah, it could be an accomplishment or maybe just a character trait that's really awesome about you.
Oh, dear.
Is this a difficult question?
I think this is a very difficult question.
So you don't think you deserve a gold medal for anything?
Maybe. I don't know if I deserve a gold medal, but you could give me a gold medal for being on the SC Challenge.
Oh, on the SC Challenge. Now, why do you feel like you deserve a gold medal for being on the SC Challenge?
Well, you could give me one. I don't know if I deserve it. But, you know, it takes time, and I don't have a lot of preparation in advance because I don't know the questions. So you could give me a gold medal for being able to answer this question.
You know what, Carolyn? I would give you a gold medal just for being you.
Oh.
And for joining us on the SC Challenge, here is your silver medal. I'm just kidding. We have a gold medal just for you. Yeah, now this gold medal actually has some chocolate inside. Are you going to eat that chocolate?
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay, yeah.
So you like chocolate. I love chocolate. So we could give you a gold medal for liking chocolate. Sure.
Yeah.
So long as it's made of chocolate. Okay. Well, thank you, Carolyn, so much for joining us today. And friends, what about you? What would you like us to give you a gold medal for? And we'll see you next time.
Nice.
Chocolate.
The perfect answer.
Mm-hmm. Here I am at the Summer Olympics. Yes!
Oh, hello. Are you enjoying yourself?
I sure am. How about you?
Oh, yes, very much. I especially enjoy the badminton competition.
Me too. But I can't talk right now. I'm on the lookout for decorated athletes.
Well, I hope you find some.
Yeah, me too. You know, some of them may be competing for the very last time.
Yes, this may be my last Olympic Games.
Are you Dan Lin?
Yes, but you can call me Super Dan. That's my nickname.
You're regarded as one of the sport's most consummated players ever.
That's right. I've won all of badminton's major events, the Olympics and the Asian Games.
Your abilities are indisputable.
Now I want to prove myself in Rio.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Have fun.
Yeah, okay. Bye. I can't believe it. I met Super Dan.
excuse me.
Oh, sure. Oh, well, wait. Are you British cyclist Sir Bradley Wiggins?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you've won 7 medals in previous Olympics.
Right, and 4 were gold medals.
I know. You were the first British Tour de France winner.
Right again, I guess that ensures my place in England's sports history.
I'm sure it does. And you haven't been slacking, have you? You've been preparing hard for the Summer Olympics.
Right. I'm in pursuit of more gold medals.
Good for you! Wow! Can I have your autograph?
Of course you can. Yeah.
Gabe, what are you doing?
Oh, I am going to be the best cyclist badminton player that ever lived.
Oh, right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
Okay, here we go, Rebecca.
Ready? I'm going to win.